Duke County Commissioner John Chatim says the children were rescued on different days last week. He says they range in age from 4 to 15 years old.
Kanina piduk jamana.
We have children that have been recovered in my compound. They were recovered from Foktap and Fanyang area. We are still engaging our local leaders to recover more children in the remote villages.
Chatim is calling on the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, Save the Children and other agencies to help with the children's welfare and facilitate their handover to their families in Pibor.
The children need food, medicines, and clothes. We are only providing security to them, but we are struggling with their feeding. So we urge the UN agencies to intervene by providing food, medicine, and to provide the transport.
Chatim is also appealing to authorities in the neighboring Greater Pibor administrative area to trace and recover abducted children in their area. Zawede Legese, a program officer at the Save the Children in Jonglei State, says his agency is aware of the recovered children, but would not say whether his agency would transfer the children to the Greater Pibor administrative area and reunify them with their relatives.
I saw that kind of letter from the owner. He has forwarded that letter requesting for. I didn't see any feedback from the owner. Yeah, but I'm aware of it. But,
Simon Manyong Deng, the state advisor on human rights affairs, applauded the Duke people for rescuing the children, calling it a good peace gesture. Deng says the Jonglei state government will continue engaging communities so that more children are recovered.
As a Jonglei state, our position is to implement that peace, because that will give us a new chapter of relationship between Jonglei state and a Greater Pibor administrative. As an advisor of human rights, that is good news to my office and to my partners, those who are concerned to protect human rights and preserve dignity of human, because child abduction is a crime. We label it as a crime against humanity, because children, they have right to live, they have right to be protected, but sometimes their parents are vulnerable to protect them because they are under gunpoint.
Jonglei state authorities have not arrested any of the suspected abductors, according to Deng. He says they are using what he calls a look within approach of peace to make it easier to trace other children that were abducted. Locally, Amer, the chief administrator for the Greater Pibor administrative area, welcomes the efforts by Jonglei state authorities to recover children and women who were kidnapped from their communities.
I'm very happy. This was my priority, peace, unity, and peace reconciliation. I will say that my priority is peace, unity, and peace reconciliation, and with the neighbors and Greater Jonglei. My priority is and to return all adopted children and adopted mothers to biology family. So, as already we start, we return to for the loving and to Equatoria and all the neighbors states. So it's already programmed, and I will appreciate my brother from Duke. He's already covered this and returned it. Best, it should be something that miracle is the first time.
Separately, two children were reported abducted and their mother critically injured in a road ambush carried out by armed bandits in Ayut County of Jonglei State on Monday. In January this year, the Lau Nuer and Dinka Bor communities of Jonglei and the Murle community of Greater Pibor administrative area held a peace conference in Juba, where they agreed to bury their differences and embrace peace. At the end of the conference, leaders from all three communities signed a document stating that all abductees shall be returned and the perpetrators would be punished. It also said compensation shall be paid to the families of those killed or injured during attacks and revenge attacks during cattle raids. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.